This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
This is Miles McClarty, safety for the UNC Bears, and you're listening to the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Killing Me Softly with the Denver Post, Sean Keeler. Sean, we got a lot to talk about, man. I loved your story on the Nuggets on Tim Hardaway Jr. the other day, but also talking a little Rockies ownership as well. And, you know, hey, what the Broncos owners, 40% of the Penner Group coming in, what they could actually do for the Rockies. So where would you like to start, my friend? Both very interesting stories in the Denver Post the last 2 days.
First of all, thank you, my friend. Thank you for having me. Let's go back to front. Let's do today's column on the Rockies' new owners, new minority owners, and how the Broncos get involved, and how that pertains to Chris Bryant. Because basically, to kick this off, and please check this out at DenverPost.com. Brady's got it up on his socials. I always appreciate that. The Rockies have two problems that cost essentially the same. They're both $182 million problems. And you know how you solve $364 million worth of problems?
Go on.
Walmart money.
Yeah. Well, right? And now, the Rockies have some of that.
Right. And that's kind of the point of this, deep down. The news release said on Friday, you know, erase some debt services, move forward. I'm like, well, yeah. One of the reasons you've got some debts is you're short $182 million in estimated broadcast revenues that you would have had if AT&T Sportsnet was still a thing, on top of the $182 million utility infielder that you bought that you should
have. It's unreal.
So that's a lot of – and let's be clear. I don't know if you've ever met him. I've talked to him six or seven times the last 4 years, maybe eight or nine times. Chris Bryant is a nice kid. Chris Bryant is a super, super, super nice kid. Chris Bryant's agents robbed the Monfords.
Yeah. They
robbed Bill Schmidt. And just flat out, the Boris Corporation just sold them an absolute lemon, and they can't do anything about it other than pay for it to go away. And given, ironically, as we talked about, where that Boris and Monfort are on opposite sides of what's going to be a very contentious CBA labor negotiation next winter, and they're already gearing up for that. I don't think the Boris Corporation is going to be looking to do the Rockies any favors after, you know, basically fleecing them 4 years ago to get this deal done. And so what do you do if you're the Rockies? Well, you need rich friends. And I should have said that at the top. What do you need? You got $364 million of a problem. You need rich friends. It's sort of my rule about going to Vegas. Always go to, first of all, don't go to Vegas with your spouse unless you're really into the same entertainment things. One, this is to be terrible advice. But here's the good advice. I've done both these things. If you're going with a bachelor dealer with friends, always take at least one friend who makes way, way, way more money than you. Because you're going to have a way, way, way better time. I would contend owning a baseball team is probably the same boat, if that makes sense. Not quite Vegas, but you get the drift.
Sean, how involved, other than his money, other than his pocketbook, is Greg Penner and the sports group going to be with the Rockies? And then is this something down the road where you could see this leading to more, maybe Dick Monfort even selling off more of this to the Penner Group?
Well, by all indications, Charlie has been thinking about getting out. And the fact that the team has been so bad, and the brothers, and I think Charlie was the majority of the family shareholders, if I'm not mistaken. But you're there. You're in the backyard. Don't hold me to this. Charlie's probably got the son of going, no! But I've had several people tell me that he has been interested in selling out for a while, and Dick obviously hasn't. And Dick's kids, you know, this is the family. He sees this as their family business, not just the meatpacking stuff and the legacy on that front. He sees this as the way to extend things going forward. So as long as the Monforts are reasonably on the same page, I think they're going to have controlling interests. But we're starting to see cracks of that publicly where it's like, yeah, I don't know. And as we've already seen, what's weird, there's a lot of say 7 years ago, Broncos parallels. And the only thing we're missing, bear with me, the Broncos to Rockies parallels, where say the Broncos were 2019, say, 2018, is that we don't have this trust running. We don't have this absentee ownership, basically, and this family squabble, right? Even the NFL got tired of the Batlin Bolins. Like, there is a limit to how much that the moneymakers and the old money clubs would put up with. And they finally said, look, and Walmart wanted in. And they looked at it and went, okay, we'd like the richest people in America to be a part of this, and they'd like to join the club, and they'll pay how much? And the Bolins finally put down their swords in their Game of Thrones environment that they've had for 15 years, 20, if not longer, and said, how much? Was it $5 billion? $5 billion? okay, we'll go away. I don't know if $5 billion would make Dick Monfort go away. Does that make sense? I mean, it doesn't make sense, but I think there's a stubbornness in wanting the boys to have a shot at this, his inheritors to have a shot at this. Now, if it were $10 billion or something crazy, everyone in baseball might be like, Dick, dude. It's kind of like with Dion at CU, and not to veer into that, and that's a whole other show that we probably don't have time for. But I guarantee you, and we've talked about this, Dion's peers say to him, you'd be crazy to give that up. Like, you're making $10 million to be a 500 coach, and they can't touch you. You need to stay where you are. I think a lot of owners look at Dick and are like, God, I'd love to have what you have. You'd be crazy to give this up. So that answers your question of, would you see the Penners having more of a say? Yeah. Would you see them having a majority? Well, they certainly have a lot more capital. They certainly have a lot of money. I just have a hard time seeing Dick and Dick's branch of the family tree wanting to give that up. But I could be wrong. And $10 billion is a lot of money. It's a lot.
Well, and that's the thing. That's why I was shocked by this. For the longest time, I was like, you know, Dick Monfort's just not going to budge. And obviously, he did a little bit. He stepped back. Walker Monfort takes over.
Right.
Which, again, we were like, oh, yeah, but that's just going to your son. But then he goes out and makes these outside hires, and suddenly, okay, it looks like, I mean, still, Dick has to be okay with some of the stuff that's happening. So maybe he's changed his tune a little bit, and then suddenly, yeah, they need money, and he's finally swallowing some pride, and here comes a big spender to come help you out.
Yeah, and ultimately, to go back to what we were just talking about, I think it could come down to the boys and their families, because at some point, Dick and Charlie aren't going to be involved, just because that's what happens with age and life, and the next generation is going to make that decision. Now, whether the Penners are around at the same time to be a factor in that, I don't know. I've had people liken it a little bit, or maybe want to hope that, and this is speaking as a White Sox fan, as you know, and a bitter, angry White Sox fan, as you know, very angry, as you know, the Ishbia Reinsdorf situation where and it's everything with Jerry Reinsdorf, it's so bleeping weird anyway, that they wanted fans and media and politicians have wanted them to sell the White Sox. And he's transitioning to and this is the parallel to the Ishbias, he's transitioning to a better heeled secondary partner, and the Ishbias bought up a ton of minority stakes, become the number two shareholder, but they don't get to, with the first option to buy, but not until 2029. The Penner-Monfort thing isn't that, but it also wouldn't shock me because we've got a precedent there. Although, again, Jerry is very old in Chicago, Reinsdorf, and his inheritors have already said they don't want the White Sox. They're going to keep the Bulls, and that's pretty much it. They see the NBA as a better deal. Again, I don't see that. I don't know that the Monfort heirs are looking to punt yet, as we've talked about. So that's going to be one to follow, but it's not a perfect parallel, but there is a precedent there for a secondary ownership stake that makes more money than you and can help get something built. Now, in the White Sox case, like the Penners, they want the Ishbia. The Ishbias are realizing they may have to build a new stadium and pay for a new stadium themselves, or there just isn't the public money. Any interest from politicians to do so, especially because the Bears are out there too. And the Bears have been playing chicken with Illinois politicians and getting Indiana involved and what have you. So they're not like for like, but it is eerily parallel. And given that they're both very bad baseball clubs and very poorly run, or have been tremendously poorly run and insular baseball clubs that are at the bottom of their respective leagues, is that when you've got a number two ownership block that makes more money than the controlling interest, it does make for an interesting power dynamic. I will give you that.
It really does. It was fascinating to kind of see this take place. And yeah, I'm just really curious to see how it all ultimately unfolds, you know, 5-10 years from now.
Yeah, which goes back to the boys. And I think their vote is going to be one that matters here. And maybe they look at this for the next 5 years, and Walker and Sterling, I can't speak to them. I don't know them as well. If they look at this and say, would you rather have X built? You know, again, it's back to the Batlin-Bolins comparison. How much money would it take for you to go away?
Yeah.
Which is kind of what the column is about today in the Denver Post with Chris Bryant, because ultimately it seems like that's just running down the road to an injury settlement. It's just a matter of when and how much. It just feels like that's all paths lead to that. And the silence that you get from the Rockies and the silence you get from Chris, who I did try to reach out to, the silence you get from Chris's family, who I did try to reach out to, tells me that there are lawyers involved and everyone's told to shut up and we're going to get this settled at some point in the near future. It's just how near. I don't think it's going to be before the lockout, swinging back to Chris Bryant, because, again, there's going to be a work stoppage. In 95%, it feels like there's a possibility that's going to happen. And they may be in a position where they don't have to pay some of that during work stoppage, so they may be willing to just be, as we've talked about with the Rockies in this whole year, being just kind of a layup for everybody to kind of see what's going on, because this whole thing is going to get blown up to a certain degree. The Bryant deal is probably the same, that they are in no rush to the Rockies from a standpoint to settle this and get a deal figured out when they don't have to pay anybody for a couple months into the new year. But we will see.
Yeah, it's a wild ride for sure. Sean Keeler joining us from the Denver Post. Sean, your other story, talking a little bit about Tim Hardaway Jr., perhaps could be a big X factor in this series starting up on Saturday. Tim Hardaway doesn't have a lot of fans there in Minnesota, though, it seems like.
No, 17-point-a-game career scorer against the Timberwolves. 19.8, but a 20-point scorer in four games this season. Gee, I don't know about you, but you think there's a reason they picked him up?
Yeah, I mean, it's worked out pretty good.
Yeah, it has. And he should be getting more Sixth Man of the Year. He should be getting more love anyway. From we look at reasons,
yeah.
This season will be, again, the ultimate judgment of this season is going to be from 2 months from now and where this playoff run takes them. But now we can look at the regular season as one body. And again, we've talked about super beginning, super end, really weird in the middle with all the injuries. It was kind of a three-act play. And the second act was kind of hard to get through. But they don't get through any of these acts without Tim Hardaway being way better than what they thought they were going to get from a veteran minimum contract, right? So hats off to John Wallace, who came over from the Timberwolves. You know, that Tim Connelly thing, it works both ways. So now we got a Timberwolves guy here, and you tell him, yeah, we got to go get some shooters. I mean, this wasn't the only reason that they got Tim, because he was a good value buy in a way that Bruce Brown and Valanciunas and to some degree Cam was too, although Cam was part of the trade, obviously. But, yeah, there, you know, he had to know John Wallace is the number two or number three guy in the Timberwolves front office. He certainly saw enough of Tim Hardaway on the other end, as did Ben Tenzer when he was here. And so that's the point, right? If Connelly can build the perfect machine to take out the Nuggets when the Nuggets are at their peak, I think that's it's only fair that the Nuggets can do the same with Wallace and to find guys like Hardaway, who have been Minnesota killers over the years. So Yeah, he's kind of a – I mean, Aaron Gordon is the most important guy for the next 2 months, let's face it. But in that top three, certainly in a series-by-series basis, in this series, having a weapon that they didn't have 2 years ago in Hardaway, and by they I mean the Nuggets, is that's not insignificant. This in my point in the column that ran Monday and Tuesday was that – if you're picking the Wolves in this series, I know you've got the wounds from 2024 and the end of the 2024 series are pretty fresh, but this is not the same team for reasons we've talked about. Now, it's better, it's deeper, it doesn't have as healthy an Aaron Gordon, and that's a problem, but it didn't have Bruce Brown or Tim Hardaway or this version of Peyton Watson either.
Sean, yeah, I'm ready for the series to start, man. Is it Saturday yet? I'm ready to go because I like this bench unit. We're going to see, you know, what this is all about. Obviously, it worked out in the regular season, but there's still a lot of questions to be answered by this group.
Yeah, it's the second season time. And then again, ultimately, what happens from here on out, fair or not, is how last summer and this sort of Jokic 2.0 makeover is going to be judged, period. Because the frustrations of the last two postseasons and the cost of Michael Porter Jr.'s contract. Again, good player, very good player, all-star level player, but was hamstringing you in a way if you didn't want to go over the salary apron where you couldn't get better and you certainly couldn't match up with OKC body for body. And now you got a shot to. So it'll be really fascinating to see if all these best laid plans after 6 months of what's felt like improvising, again, given the injuries that we've talked about and all the lineup shuffling and all the experimenting, which some of which have led to good things, some of which led to some very, very frustrating things. Now you get to see if any of those lessons were learned and how well you process that stuff, because now it counts. And ultimately, how this year is defined is coming up in these next 8-9 weeks.
Sean, do you have a prediction for me? How's this series going to go down?
I'm going to say Nuggets in seven. I still would have preferred, air quotes, preferred Houston. I think they could have taken Houston out in six, if not quicker. I still think that would have been Houston's lack of postseason medal. I think would have been an interesting test against a more physical and a bigger Nuggets team. But I'll lean Denver in seven, but I think it's going to be a fight. I think it's going to be more of a fight than you'd want out of that first round series. And I hope I'm wrong. Hey, maybe it'll be more like 3 years ago and it's a hard fought 4 or 5 games, but I don't see that. I think there's just too much water under that bridge and too much blood's already been spilled between the two. So buckle up.
I think there's an extra motivation for Minnesota. Probably Denver too, but still for Minnesota. Even though they got the best of them in the last time we saw them in the playoffs, I think there's extra motivation there. So,
yeah, man. Yeah, both sides.
We got to be ready. Sean, appreciate you, man. Great work as always, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good. See you, buddy.
All right, Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. Fascinating stuff there. Now, his headline in the Denver Post on the Rocky story was, Broncos owner made Russell Wilson go away. Owners made Russell Wilson go away. It's time they make Chris Bryant go away, too. And that Chris Bryant, man, like that was kind of an exciting story. And then you find out, oh, he had back problems. He had injuries coming to the Colorado Rockies. And maybe that was not the right move to make. That's one of the worst signings. Chris Bryant, Russell Wilson, which one? Which one's the worst one? At least you got to see Russ play. He at least played. Chris Bryant, we've barely seen any of, Mike.
Did he play well when he played?
In moments? In moments? He had moments, but not great. Not great overall. So, yeah, I mean, I get where you're coming from, but Chris Bryant's like barely playing. So, 39 minutes after the hour, Mike, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.